Good morning. How are you? Today, the readings have to do with hospitality and welcoming. It says that Martha welcomed Jesus. Now, remember, before you pick on for Martha, it's St. Martha, right? It's St. Martha. So don't just go jumping to conclusions. And then you get to the first reading, and Abraham goes out of his way to meet the three strangers, invites them in. And traditionally, this is the angels who represent the Trinity from the Old Testament. And so yesterday, of course, I had the Mass at 4:15, and then I had confessions from 3 to 4, and so I'm hearing confessions, and right after confessions, I have to run next door to the rectory, because, to use the facilities, we'll say it that way. And then I had to come back over here, and in the middle of that, the doorbell rang. And I'm like, So I go to the doorbell, and I says, "Hello, can I help you?" I open the door, and he's, "Hi, brother." And I go, "There we go." And then he sat there and says, "Can I talk to you for a few minutes?" I says, "No, you can't. I have Mass in a few minutes. I have to go over there. What would you like?" And he sat there and says, "Well, are you interested in, like, saving catastrophes or something like that?" And I says, "Every day, sir, but not right now. I got to go say Mass." And then he started with me. And of course, I'm not a good one to start with because I start back. And I'm going back and forth. And I'm saying, I got to go to Mass. And then I sat there and said, "God bless you." Close the door. And then I came over to talk about hospitality. It was one of those unbelievable things. You know how these things work with me. You know, so from the very beginning, it's pure hypocrisy. Everything that comes out of my mouth, just so you know. Because then I had to go and I drove down to Steubenville, which I haven't been to Franciscan University since they, you know, asked me not to come back 7 years ago, and I was kind of anxious about this whole thing going back there, but our kids were there for the youth rally, and so I thought I need to be there with them, and I was, and it was a phenomenal time. Our kids are having a fine time down there. I got back last night at 1 o'clock, but while I was there, on Saturday night, they always take the Blessed Sacrament around, and all the way down, when you have 2.5 hours just to meditate on how evil you are, you know, when Christ comes to the door and you're going to speak on hospitality and you close the door on him, it's like, oh. So all the way down, I was just saying, "God, I'm sorry for being who I am half the time, da-da-da." And then during adoration, you know, the priest brings Jesus throughout the congregation, and it's in the field house, and he goes up and down, and I'm just sitting there crying out to Jesus with our kids and everything else, and it gets very emotional, these things here, and he goes up and down the field house, up the back, down, he goes everywhere except for my row, and I thought, that's what I get, I ignore Jesus, he'll ignore me. And I thought, "Lord, are you going to do this to me? I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. I'm not. I'm sorry. And then it goes to the whole field house. And then from the other side of the field house, the priest comes back over and goes down my row specifically and stops right in front of me and holds Jesus there. And so I touch the garment and I go, "Oh." Even though I had not been hospitable and took time for him, he went out of his way to take time for me. And somewhere in our own hearts and our own lives, we've got to realize that hospitality and seeing Christ in others when they come to us. You know, the problem with Martha and Mary was Martha was busy about many things, but Mary stopped and recognized who was with her. Abraham stopped and recognized how God can be. And what we need to do is stop. Again, as we talked about, Pope Francis, when he was a bishop, just a bishop in Argentina, when he'd hear confessions, as we talked about before, he'd sit there and say, "Did you give to those poor people on the way in?" "Oh, yes, Bishop." And he says, "Did you look at them in the eye?" And then most people would say, "Oh, no, Bishop." Because why? When you look them in the eye, that's when you stop and see Jesus. And so what we need to do, so often, I know I'm very, very busy about many things. It's constant in my life. But the Lord's calling me to stop and to be aware of his presence whenever he comes. And I think it's a good thing for all of us that we need to stop and meditate when Christ comes to us. Even today at Mass, you know, we'll come up and we'll be very busy and we'll receive communion, go back down and say, "Can I leave now?" da-da-da-da-da. Instead of stopping and thinking, "The God of the universe just humbled himself before me and fed me with his own precious body and blood. And I need to sit at his feet for a moment." I need to sit at Jesus' feet when he comes to me at people I like or don't like. When he comes to me at people that are interrupting my whatever I'm doing, I got to stop. You got to stop. We got to welcome Christ no matter how he comes to us. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.